From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Hong Kong today, health officials said the number of people suffering from an unusual outbreak of pneumonia had nearly doubled since the weekend. The figure now stands at 83. Worldwide, at least 160 people have gotten sick from the bug in the last 3 weeks. The World Health Organization says 4 people are known to have died from the disease, including 2 in Canada. Some experts are suggesting the disease originated in southern China. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
The World Health Organization has named the illness Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. Scientists don't yet know what has caused this recent outbreak, whether it is a virus like influenza or a bacterium. The WHO has issued a global health alert for the first time in a decade, and airport authorities around the world are also on high alert. Most individuals who've caught the disease were either in Asia or had recently traveled to Asia. China has said that 305 people in its southern province of Guangdong have been struck down by pneumonia in recent months, and 5 of them have died. But Chinese Health Minister Zhang Wenkang said no link has yet been established.
The health ministry has taken all possible measures. We have noted that in Hong Kong and Vietnam, there have been similar cases, but whether it's the same illness or not, we do not know, and that is for specialists to decide.
Those specialists, in the form of a team of World Health Organization doctors, will arrive in China shortly. The head of the WHO's Communicable Disease Control Team in Beijing, Alan Schnur, told reporters today that the origin of the disease is proving elusive.
If one is looking for a known bacteria or virus, there are tests for that. You can very quickly test your samples to look for that. If you don't know what you're looking for, then you need to feel your way. So at this stage, we don't know yet what we're looking for. So it will take some time. It cannot be done overnight.
Critics of Beijing say there's no danger the Chinese government is going to do anything overnight. They say it was only last month that Beijing announced cases had been diagnosed as far back as November. And the Chinese government has also banned any news media from reporting on the subject, though the ban was lifted briefly for a period in February. The WHO's weekend travel alert did not appear in either Sunday's or today's newspapers. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.